What a time to be alive. In verse 12, please. Mark 11, 12. It says, now the next day, when they came out from Bethany, Jesus was hungry, and seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if it perhaps would he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And the disciples heard it. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Now I want to back up a little bit, because the fig tree is a representation. It is symbolic. It's a prophetic symbol of Israel. So what was he saying then? You know, he looked at this and he said, you know, you'll never eat of this tree again. This, in other words, nobody's going to steal it from Israel again. He was proclaiming something that was going to come to pass. It was the fruits of Israel. Israel, it was going to be a time when God, you know, Israel's judgment will be last compared to all the world's judgments. Israel will be last. And in that, you know, the Bible talks about the Jews that say they're Jews, but they're the members of who? The synagogue of Satan. And if you look and you see in history, all of the wealthy Jews that basically rule the earth that are submitted to Satan's kingdom and servants, they are really not Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan. And so Jesus already knows this, right? Because he knows it all. And so when he saw the fig tree, he knew it's symbolic to Israel. And he cursed it. And he said, you'll never steal from me again. This is my land. But we knew that it didn't happen yet. There would be a fulfillment of it. Somebody get it? Okay. Let's continue on. And so what did he do in verse 15? He went into the temple. And then the Jews went in, and Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out what? All those who what? Bought and sold in the temple. Do you see the connection now? And overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations? But you have made it a what? Den of thieves. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him. For they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. When evening had come, he went out of the city. Now, why were they freaked out? Because he was exposing them. Because they were the ones that were allowing this to be done in the temple and were collecting money. They were being bribed. So they got a percentage of all those money changers that were in the temple. Hallelujah. Everybody with me? 20. Now in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you have cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed, it will be cast into the sea. And do not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have everything he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will what? Have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive them, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. Again, it was symbolic. The fig tree is Israel. Now, Israel became a nation in 1948. The whole world was against it. So there'd be no more stealing from Israel. Amen? Again, Israel will be the last one to be judged by God in the end times. So we know. Now listen to this. A generation is normally around 80 years. That's usually the average of a generation. Now, it used to be different in certain times in the Old Testament. In certain times, it was 120 years. And when you think about it, it was with Noah's time, it was 900 years. But again, in our generation now, it could be between 70 and 80 years. But most of it is 80 years. Most people are dying off or going home, sleeping, whatever you want to say, after 80 years old. So our generations now are around 80 years. And Israel became a nation in 1948. So you add 80 to 1948, it's around 2028, isn't it? That's 3 years from now, isn't it? Amen. So I'm not making this an absolute. These are possibilities of things. Nobody knows exactly the day or time, but only the God knows. But we do know the prophetic signs and times of what's happening in the latter days. He talks about this. And so he said in these latter days, when Israel becomes a nation, these things, you're going to notice these certain things going to happen. Matthew 24, verse 32. And verse 32 says, now learn the parable from the what? Fig tree. When its branches has already become tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the door. Assuredly I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. Okay, he's talking about what? Israel. We are the generation of the fig tree. Everyone say, I'm the fig tree generation. Now, we know that there's other things involved in this generation because there's a lot of things that are lining together. We are worshipers, this generation of worshipers. We are a generation. But it's leading to the area. Remember, we're still connected to Israel. And in this, he says, the earth and all, at the time of Israel's problems and the greatest time of troubles in Israel, we haven't even seen yet. It's coming. Is everybody okay? Okay, let's go a little bit further. Verse 36. But what does it say? But of the day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, but the Father only. But as the days of what? Noah will. So we're going to find events that are going to duplicate the times of Noah. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. For in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away. So also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Watch therefore, for you do not know what hour your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. What does the house represent? You. You. Therefore, you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at the hour that you do not expect. Unexpected. Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Surely I say to you that he will make him ruler over all of his goods. But if that evil servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat his fellow servants and eat and drink with the drunkards, that master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour that he is not aware of, and will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow. Days of Noah. Let's go to Genesis 6. In verse 1, please. Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men. Now these sons of God are angels. That they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his day shall be 120 years. Now that was after the flood. That was a generation. There were giants on the earth in those days. Where did those giants come from? They came from Cain, the offspring of Satan, Cain and Abel. And also afterward, when the sons of God, which were the fallen angels, came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of renown. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And the Lord was sorry that he made man on earth, and he was grieved in his heart. So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing, birds and air, for I am sorry that I have made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth was also corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and inside with pitch. So we know this was God making a way of escape for Noah, because he was a righteous and just man. And again, so now we've got these fallen angels that put on flesh. They went into the daughters of men, produced offsprings. You got Cain's inherited family that did the same thing. Why? Because they carried now the gene and the seed of the serpent. And they produced offsprings. So these are what we call, no matter what they're called, there's something similar. Even though there's Nephilim, Rephilim, demons, devils, all these are the same of offsprings of a unclean spirit. These are all unclean spirits, with or without a body, no matter what. They're unclean. Angels can still take on physical form. Fallen angels passed on these unclean counterfeit spirits that cause corruption in humanity. This was an illegal union of immortal beings. So now these have produced unclean spirits. In Matthew 12, in verse 43. So even though that we're a fig tree generation, it's the same thing that's going on during Noah's time. We're dealing with unclean spirits. It's constant. They're everywhere. And they share souls with individuals. They share their soul. That's how they survive. So that they can manifest in the physical realm. Matthew 12, 43, hallelujah. Let's speak it together. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and he finds none. Then he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it empty, swept, and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other unclean spirits, more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there, And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. Now, what are they doing? They're coming out of a temple. In other words, a house is a body. So they seek rest. Only they can only find rest in a human body. So they look for a human body to re-enter. And they share their soul to interact physically with the physical world. That's their purpose. Remember, these are all unclean spirits produced by the fallen angels. Whether they're Nephilim, Rephilim, demon devils, it doesn't matter. They're all unclean spirits. Every single one of them. And they share the souls of individuals so that they can interact physically in the physical world. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says, now let me tell you, when the Spirit expressly says, he's trying to get people's attention. That in the latter times, are we in the latter times? Some will depart from the faith. That means walking with the Lord, trusting in God. Giving heed to deceiving spirits. Is a deceiving spirit an unclean spirit? Yes. And doctrines of demons. Why? Because these unclean spirits produce their own doctrines. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. In the latter days, in other words, the latter days is representation of close to Christ's return. Deceiving spirits and their agendas, their doctrines of agendas. Many have fallen from the righteousness of God, deceived into the love of money, self-righteousness, sharing their souls with unclean spirits in the physical world. They're showing all of these unclean spirits that are sharing with humans. Look at all these protesters that are out there. That's an example. I mean, they're screaming. I don't care if you call them Karens or not. They're screaming. They're doing all kinds of stuff. They're protesting. Look at the protesters of Donald Trump. Are examples of souls shared with unclean spirits. These are disembodied giant spirits commanded by Satan to afflict and destroy humanity. That's their purpose. So they're out there. You know what? Why are they out there protesting? Because they're being exposed and their financial support is being diminished. That's why they're out there protesting. They've never showed up at an educational place of protest. They've never showed up at anything. What they preach, they can't do. They're out screaming and crying and this and that. And their money's being diminished and dismantled. As they're being exposed. Why? Because these are individuals that are sharing their souls with unclean spirits. Addiction is sharing your soul with an unclean spirit. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 18. Little children, it is the last hour and you have heard that the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Well, let me tell you, Antichrists are spirits of unclean. An unclean spirit is an Antichrist spirit. Let's be real. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Again, when an individual allows that unclean spirit to begin to share with their soul, they become rebellious. They become self-centered. They start the works of the flesh instead of the works of the spirit. I've not written you. I'm sorry. They went out from us. Verse 20. But you what? Have an anointing from the Holy One in you what? And you know all things. I've not written you because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar, but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. To deny means to refuse to follow. To deny means to refuse to follow. To deny yourself. To pick up the cross. These are shared human souls with unclean spirits. So you will hear many people that say, "Well, yeah, Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. Yeah, this, but I don't believe the Bible. No, I don't believe. I don't follow any. Are you in fellowship? No, I'm not in fellowship. I'll work it all out myself." They're sharing their soul in an unclean spirit. John chapter 8. So you're going to see more and more manifestations of these unclean spirits. Why? Because it's the latter times. We're the fig tree generation. We are the time in that generation of 80 years that is going to see more and more exposure of these unclean spirits. And many of them are going to depart from the faith. Many of them are going to deceive people. I mean, look at their doctrines. John 8:39, please. They answered and said to Jesus, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one father, God." And Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me. For I proceed forth and come from God, nor have I come of myself, but he who sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil," or the what? Unclean spirit. Now the devil, Satan, they're all unclean spirits, aren't they? And the desires of your father you want to do. In other words, his agenda. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? And if I tell the truth, why do you not believe me or follow me? He who is of God hears God's words. Therefore, you do not hear because you are not of God. Why? Because they were sharing their soul with unclean spirits. They couldn't hear. They listened, but they couldn't hear. Because hearing means obey. Now, these individuals that share their soul with unclean spirits can never enter a rest. They always have to do something wicked, rebellious. In Matthew 27, verse 50. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many of the bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. See, when you're in Christ and you pass from this realm, the physical, into the spiritual realm, you don't die. You stay alive. You are at peace. They call it sleep because you're at a place of rest. But when these individuals die, there's no rest. There's torment. constant torment who are sharing their souls with unclean spirits. That's why they stay active all the time in promoting wickedness or their agenda. Is everybody okay? In 53, and coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. And when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this is the Son of God. Well, those who fall asleep are a representation of rest. Rest. Matthew 10 in one verse, the first one. And when Jesus had called his disciples to him, he gave them power over what? Unclean spirits. To cast them out. To heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of these unclean spirits, devils. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. So we need to be dressed with the full armor of God. Many people still don't understand that. They're too lazy to get dressed with the full armor of God every day. And they begin to share their souls with unclean spirits and not even realize it. Hebrews 3. You've got to battle them. They're always knocking on your door. Just don't answer it. And don't say who's there. Hebrews 3, verse 7. Glory to God. Fig tree generation battling these unclean spirits. Everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day of trial in the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Why? They began to share their soul with unclean spirits. Is everybody okay? Let's go a little further. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart. If you have an evil heart, are you sharing your soul with an unclean spirit? Yes. Of unbelief and departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ, the anointing, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts, is in rebellion. And I'm going to close at Matthew 11, 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes. Even so, Father, for so it has seemed good in your sight. All things that have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one whom the Son wills to reveal him. Come to me, he says, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The beauty of this, he says, come and learn from me. Come and learn from me. Why? So you may enter that rest. What does he tell us? That many tried to enter that rest, but he wouldn't allow them to enter that rest because they were constantly rebellious. Why? They're sharing their souls with unclean spirits. There cannot be rest if you're sharing your soul with an unclean spirit. It's torment. Amen? And this is why we are that generation of the fig tree. And we are watching globally these unclean spirits manifesting themselves to humanity all over the world. Think of all of these religions and all of the stuff that they believe in their false gods, which are nothing but principalities and powers of darkness and or unclean spirits that they worship. And as they worship them, they give their souls to them. And as they give their souls to them, sharing their souls to them, they cannot receive a true rest. That's why we walk, what's the kingdom of God? Peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we thank you, Lord, for revelation that we may see what you're doing, what you're exposing. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you continue to give us the anointing and the wisdom and discernment to constantly battle and drive out these unclean spirits that aren't only attached to us or our homes or any items of our in our homes or anything, natural, physical, material, financial, whatever it is, Lord. We break every curse off of everything that we have and remove these unclean spirits from us to the pit. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.